Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
What is happening in heaven? First of all, in verse 8 of chapter 4, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. God is the only one who is holy in and of himself. He created the heavenly host to be holy through the blood of Jesus and the sanctifying power of the Spirit. He has made us holy, but we are never holy in and of ourselves as God is. So because he alone is the Holy One, the one who is complete and whole and perfect in himself, therefore the heavenly host says in verse 11, you are worthy. He is the only one who is worthy in himself. He has created the heavenly host to be worthy through the blood of Jesus. He has made us worthy, but God alone is worthy in himself. Now, he's worthy to, therefore, to receive from all that he has created in heaven and on earth. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory. So our worship is to give him glory. Not just to desire to experience his glory, but to give him glory because he is worthy of glory. And that's not just giving him glory when we worship with our mouths, when we have a time of praise. He is worthy to receive glory from our lives. So the real issue is always that we live to glorify him and not therefore to glorify ourselves or even to glorify others. But we live completely to glorify him. And the first thing that we have to appreciate is what an honor that is to be called of those who are chosen by God to be set apart to glorify him. When you look at the world, you see so much that is happening that doesn't glorify him. And yet he calls us to be those who will glorify him. The Lord said something interesting to me the other day about this referendum, because a lot of people are praying, a lot of Christians are praying, Lord, is it right to stay in and come out? What is your will and purpose? And the Lord said to me, my will and purpose isn't for you to stay in or come out. Whether you stay in Europe or come out of the European community has got nothing to do with my purpose. My purpose is that my kingdom will come and my will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. My will is that my people and the nations live to glorify me. So it's got nothing to do with my purpose, whether you're in or whether you're out. It's a complete distraction from what my purpose really is. And so you will have, as I just mentioned last week, scripturally, what you do in situations like this is vote according to your conscience. And you see, you should never ever vote for anything against your conscience. That's cardinal principle. And there will be Christians who conscientiously will think it's right to vote in and conscientiously will think to vote out. Well, fine. But God's purpose has got nothing to do with that. God's purpose is all focused around his kingdom. And he, you know, the kingdom of God is not going to come through the European community. Neither is it going to come through the politics of this nation. It can only come through Jesus Christ. So, you know, we must just get things in their right context. But I don't want us to focus on that so much as the fact that we live to glorify the Lord. Whether we're in Europe, out of Europe, doesn't matter in that sense, so long as we're living to glorify him. And we know that what glorifies him, therefore, is to do his will, to see his will being outworked. And Jesus, as we know, makes it clear that if we love him, that's what we will do. We will obey his commands. What is obedience? Obedience is revelation put into action. See, if you have revelation and you don't put it into action, Scripture says you deceive yourself. But obedience is revelation put into action. So disobedience is receiving revelation and not putting it into action. When you receive revelation, that's the Holy Spirit bearing witness with your spirit as to what the will of God is. So, he is worthy to receive all glory. All glory from our lives, not just from our lips when we have a praise time. He is worthy to receive all honor. What an honor it is to come into the presence of God. What an honor it is to be able to approach the throne, to come right into the Holy of Holies. What an honor it is for your body to be a temple of his presence. A living temple. What an honor that 24/7 you carry the presence of God. That Christ is in you. What a privilege, what an honor, and what a responsibility to make sure that what we do with our bodies, with our eyes, with our ears, with our mouths, with our sexual organs, with our feet, with our hands, everything honors him and doesn't dishonor him by misusing any part of our body. It would not be anything short of hypocrisy, would it be, to say these things to God, but not to back them up by the way we live. So we are the most privileged people on earth because we have been called, set apart, chosen by God to live for his honor, to honor him. And our great desire is to see others come to honor him, not just to get saved for their sakes, but to have lives that are transformed so that those lives now honor the Lord. So we've learned to honor the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. You have the Holy One within you. The Spirit of holiness is there within you. So you honor his presence by the way you live. So we honor him by what we do with our eyes. Jesus said, let your eye be single, because your eye is the light of your body. Use your eyes wrong to look at things that do not glorify and honor him, and you let darkness into your body. but you are a child of light, called to walk in the light and to be filled with the light. You misuse your ears to listen to things that are gossip, criticism, judgment. You misuse your tongue to speak things like that, and that dishonors God. It doesn't glorify Him. Again, it's an expression of darkness, not of light. So the Holy Spirit lives within us in order that we might really glorify and honor the Lord in all that we say and do. This is why Paul says, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. The Holy Spirit lives within us that we may give glory, honor. Now, the next word that is used seems a bit of a mystery. You are worthy to receive glory, but He is the glorious one already. So He receives glory from those that He has created, both in heaven and on earth. But He is also the Almighty One, the All-Powerful One. And yet the heavenly hosts say, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive power. Now, where is He going to receive power from? He is the Almighty. He is the All-Powerful. Is there any sense in which He can receive power from those He's created? Is there any sense in which He can receive power from us? What was in the heart and the mind of God when He gave the original command, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, all your power? Is the scripture saying that we're to worship, to love with all our power? That just as we add to His glory by living for His glory, and we add to His honor by honoring Him, so we add to His power by worshiping Him with all our might, using all our power to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have you ever stopped to think what this means? Why is He worthy? For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. If you look on to chapter 5, verse 12, all the heavenly host is having a good old sing-song here. And with loud voices they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. First thing, to receive power. Now, we can understand that more easily, can't we? That the Lamb received power from the Father when He was on earth. Remember, He said that He couldn't do anything Himself. Whatever power we see operating in the ministry of Jesus is what He has received from the Father, not what He had in and of Himself. He makes that very clear. But it's not talking about that. It's talking about the Lamb who was slain. This is post-cross, post the humanity of Jesus. This is the resurrected, glorified Son of God, the Lamb of God, enthroned on high, who is worthy to receive power. Just as God himself is worthy to receive power and wealth. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. How can you be more wealthy than that? Except he is looking, presumably, for those who worship him, to honor him, even with their wealth. That giving, whether it's tithe or offering, has got nothing to do with, really, with this is what we ought to do, or if we give, we'll receive good measure, pressed down, shake together, running over. But with the fact that God is worthy of all our wealth. That actually 100% of who we are and all we have belongs to him. Everything. Everything is his. And we have the honor of carrying around with us the presence, the person within us, of the one who is worthy to receive all power, all glory, all honor, all wealth. And if that is what he's worthy of and he's living within us, then he is looking to see that expressed in every part of our lives. What we do here when we worship isn't an activity, but an expression of what we're doing with the whole of our lives. We're living for your glory, for your honor, to give wealth and power. He's worthy to receive wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. It always seems to me as I read these things that, you know, God is one, but he is these three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's almost as if what happens among the Trinity is that they're constantly giving to one another. Just as when he was on earth, Jesus gave glory and honor and power and so on to the Father, and the Father gave that to him, and the Holy Spirit was expressing that in him, and then when he returned to heaven, that Spirit was poured out upon us. There's this constant giving of himself. There was a famous believer who once said that God eternally lives to give himself. I think that's a wonderful phrase. He just lives to give, he lives to give, he lives to give. And what you see is the Father giving glory to the Son, and the Son giving glory to the Father, and the Holy Spirit giving glory to the Son and the Father, and then the Holy Spirit working in us so that we will give glory and honor and praise and dominion and power and wealth and strength to our God. All adding to, there's this constant, like constant movement, constant activity. You know, there's not the silence. There was silence in heaven for half an hour. You didn't worry about when that is going to be. But you see, there's constant, not only constant noise and constant praise, but there's constant activity. There's this constant flow of giving. And you see, we're in the middle of that. This is why John, in the first chapter of his gospel, says, well, those of us that knew Jesus, this is what it was like to live with him, grace upon grace. From his fullness we receive grace upon grace. It was just a question all the time he was giving. He was just giving all day long. He was giving every day long. He was just living to give himself. And of course, the ultimate act of giving was when he sacrificed himself on the cross. And that's the spirit that he's put within us, that we just continually live to give. We just continually live to give honor and praise and glory to him. We just live continuously to give to others. We live for them and not for ourselves. We know that if we just live to give, God will look after us. If we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else will be added to us. We'll be able to live in the fullness of life that he's given us. We'll be able to appropriate all those spiritual blessings in heavenly places that he has already imparted to us in Christ Jesus. It's just this constant, constant activity of giving. And when you see all that, you know, you see our sort of political decisions in a proper perspective, don't you? That yes, you know, we want to be wise in doing whatever we have to do politically and socially and in all kinds of other ways on the earth. But God's purposes transcend all of that. God's purposes transcend all of that. Hallelujah. So worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. See, how can you give God wisdom? Because all wisdom comes from above. All true wisdom comes from him. But what does he want to see? See, he wants to see that wisdom in you. Doesn't he? Because all sin is foolishness in Scripture. Selfishness is foolishness. Pride is foolishness. Greed is foolishness. Lust is foolishness. Whereas love is wisdom. Joy is wisdom. And peace is wisdom. Patience, kindness, goodness is wisdom. Self-control is wisdom. Because the Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. It's just understanding or seeking to understand the completeness of the purpose of God for us. Praise God. What a wonderful Lord. So verse 13, then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them. This is amazing, isn't it? Every creature. This is the new heaven and the new earth. It's going to be very different, isn't it? From what we see now. But every creature praising him. Everyone praising him. In the new heaven and the new earth, there won't be any unbelievers. There won't be any disobedient ones. There won't be any rebels. There won't be anyone living for himself. This is the new creation, the new heaven and the new earth. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Yes. God's eternal kingdom. Praise God. Come, Lord, come. we want to see that new heaven and that new earth. Because that's where you will be glorified, honored, and praised in every way by every creature. We don't have to get our Hollywood imagination running wild as to how every creature is going to be praising God then. All we have to worry about now is that we are living for his praise, his honor, his glory, his wealth, his dominion, his power, his wisdom, strength. So, he is our life. There's nothing mystical about revival. Saw a touch of revival this last weekend in France. most unexpected. When I went there, I never expected to see God move in the way that he did this last weekend, I must confess. Except he said to me, this weekend I'm going to fulfill the desires and longings that have been in the hearts of my people. And there's always a nucleus of people that have been praying and longing and wanting to see the revival power of God. It was just awesome, totally awesome what God did. And yet just a little foretaste of what is to come. So praise God. But these little foretastes are an indication that we're on the verge of something so important, so significant. I would never have dreamed, really, that I would have seen what I saw within that context, where I was. But that's God, isn't it? He can intervene, he can move in. And yes, it is God, but on the other hand, it's also God in man. And it depends where we are in God as to what he can do in and through us. We always have to remember that. Revival isn't us living careless lives and expecting God then to come and sort us out. But it's people that are really wanting to live for his praise, honor, glory, dominion and power, that really have a heart for the kingdom of God, to see the kingdom come and his will done, really wanting him to see him glorified in many more lives than ourselves. It's having this motive, everything, Lord, for your glory, everything for your honor, everything for your praise. It's a heart thing, you see. It's a heart thing. Everybody's getting so worked up about this political decision that's got to be made, this referendum, and everybody's slagging off everybody else, and politicians making wild speculative comments on both sides that could never be justified. And you think, well, that's the political realm. But if we have a heart after God, we're praying, Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Not just in a referendum, but in the nation. We want a nation turned to Christ, whether it's in Europe or out of Europe. I couldn't care less, so long as we see a nation on fire for God. Because that's what the Lord wants. That will be the work of the Holy Spirit. So, but not only for this nation, but for every nation, including all the nations of Europe. Now, the interesting thing, you see, is these creatures and the elders, who are those that are closest to the throne in this vision that of heaven that John receives, in verse 14, the four living creatures said, Amen, it shall be so. And the elders fell down and worshipped. It's great, you see, when you see people being so moved by God that they're weeping even as you're praying. So God to see people, it's so good to see people get up out of the seats even while you're preaching and come forward and start falling before God because they're being so deeply moved by him. It's great when you realize you don't have to do anything really in terms of ministry, that the Holy Spirit is just moving in and taking over and dealing with people all over the place, and you're just a spectator really to what God is doing. That to me is revival. It's not man being necessary in a sense to what God is doing, but God sort of transcending whatever man can do. God just moving in and taking over. And when that happens, as happened where I was on Saturday night, it's almost impossible to stop the meeting. It sort of gets later and later, and you're trying to stop it because, you know, the guys say, well, we aim to end by so-and-so, and so-and-so was a long time ago, and you're still going. But So let's thank God for what we, for what he is doing now, but come on. We don't want to just be thanking him for what he's done in other places at other times, but what he's doing here at this time, see, and what he will be doing in these coming weeks. So we praise God. What an honor. What an honor to carry the presence. Whether you're aware of his presence or not, you carry his presence, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What an honor, what a privilege to be able to take his presence wherever you go. So in whatever you do, his presence gets revealed. People get touched by the presence of God. Not just by what they hear, you see, but by that dynamic of his presence. That's what makes the difference. We're carriers of the presence. So our bodies are temples. Temples of the Holy Spirit, yes? What is a temple? A temple is a place where the presence of God dwells, but it's a place where others can come and meet him. So you not only carry the presence, people come to you into the orbit of your presence and they meet with his presence. That's awesome, isn't it? That somehow they've touched his presence because you were present. That actually is what it's like living in revival. And you don't do it in a self-conscious way at all, because your focus is on him, but then all kinds of things start to happen around you. And it seems that you're not doing anything to cause those things to happen. But it is just the presence. Presence of the Lord, and that he is... That presence is somehow sort of pouring out of you. It's being expressed through you. Jesus spoke about rivers of living water, didn't he? Flowing out from deep within those who believe. And we can think of that in terms of things that happen, people that get healed, miracles that take place. But it's much more than that, you see. It's the presence. It's the person of Jesus just flowing out, the living water of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the person of God, isn't he? He's not just a thing. He is God. So, as we worship him, we give to him all glory, all honor, all dominion, all wisdom, all wealth, all power. Because you deserve it all, Lord. You deserve everything that you are. See, that's it. And we therefore we are called to give to you everything that you deserve to be. We don't worship you in a half-hearted manner. We don't live as disciples in a half-hearted manner. It's all, Lord. It's 100%. It's living for you. It's living for you. Because you have died for me, therefore, as the scripture says, I ought to lay down my life for others. Because you can only lay down your life for him by laying it down for others. So, see, Jesus could only live for the glory of the Father by laying down his life for others. And you can only live for the glory of God by laying down your life for others. Scripture is very clear about that. So to live for him is to live for others. Praise God. Amen. So shall we give him glory, honor, dominion, praise, wealth, power, and thank him for that presence, the presence of the Holy One, the presence of the Worthy One, the presence of the Almighty, the presence of the One who is wisdom, presence of the One who always deserves to be honored. Paratapadia letto bacalasi, padia letto bacalasato bacalasi, to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santo. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasi to the santo. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santo. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria lento bacalasu. Corala basataba, rosandaria ledo bacalasi to the santum. O basataparia ledo bacalasi to the sandaria ledo bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria ledo bacalasu to the sandaria ledo bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria ledo bacalasi to the sandaria ledo bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria ledo bacalasi to the sandaria ledo bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandal. Basandaria letto bacalasato bacalasu to the sandal. Papaparia letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandal. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandal. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandal. Basandaria letto bacalasu to the sandal. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Kaparaza tapari eleto bakalazatu. Bazanabari eleto bakalasita di sandari eleto bakalasita di santi. Bazanari eleto bakalasita di sandari eleto bakalasundama. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasi to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasi to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandum. O rataparia letto bacalasi to barrasso caratore basundum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the santo. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto basundum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasu to the sandaria letto bacalasundum. Basandaria letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto bacalasi to the santum. O pazataparia letto bacalasi to the sandaria letto basundum. O pazataparia letto bacalasi to parasatapa rosso topundum. O worthy are you, Lord. Holy are you, God. You are worthy of all honor, of all dominion, of all glory, all wealth, all power. Everything belongs to you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to have all the power. You are worthy to have all the wealth. You are worthy to have all the honor. You are worthy to have all the glory. What poor offering can I add to that, Lord? But I can only live for your honor, your glory. Oh, Papa Razadabaria Letoba. Oh, Papa Zadabaria Letoba Kalasandam. Oh, Pazadabaria Letoba Kalasitri Sandam. Bazandaria Letoba Kalasitri Sandaria Letoba Kalasidam. Bazandaria Letoba Kalasutri Sandaria Letoba Kalasundam. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Uparazadabaria letobakala sitri sandama. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala sutri sandama. Bazandaria letobakala sutri sandaria letobakala sitri sandama. Balandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala sutri. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria lenamazunturi sandaria letobakala sutri. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala sutri parlandama. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala zundam. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala sutri. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Poparra satabaria letobakala satabakala zutri sandam. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria letobakala sitam. Bazandaria letobakala sitri sandaria lenam. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy One. Oh, Holy One. Oh, Holy One. O paraza da baria letto per la sita di San Dino. Cura la nama santo ma. Cura la nama salamari e la nama santo. Ira la nama salamari e la nama sita di santo. O papari e la nama santo per la nama. Ora la massa la maria elena ma santo. Ora la massa la maria elena ma santo dall'anima la mia. O pari elena ma santo bocalasato bocalasina. O pari elena ma sandari elena ma santo. O papari elena ma sandari elena ma sunima. O papari elena ma santari elena ma zanduma. O papari elena ma santu polanuma. Hallelujah. 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 Ora la massa la Maria Elena ma santo. O papari Elena ma santo palana ma sinoma. O pari Elena ma la Maria Elena ma santo palana ma. Gloria Elena ma la Maria Elena ma santo. O pari Elena ma la Maria Santo Palana Ma. Tu pari Elena Ma Santo. Tu pari Elena Ma Santo Ma. Ora la massa ta pari Elena Ma Santo. Gloria Elena Ma Salama. Gloria Elena Massa, la Maria Elena Massa,
O papa vieleno ma sito di santo. O papa vieleno ma sito di santo. O papa vieleno ma sito di santo. Ora la massa la mare eleno ma santo. Papa vieleno parando. O papa vieleno ma la mare eleno ma santo. O papa rieleno massato dall'amore. Ora rieleno massa la mare, rieleno massanto. Alleluia, alleluia. Ora rieleno massa la mare, rieleno massanto. Papa rieleno massino. Ora rieleno massa la mare, rieleno massanto. Ora le aleno massurari e le no massanti dell'anima. Ora le aleno massurari e le no massanti dell'anima. Ora le aleno massurari e le no massanti dell'anima. O papà le aleno massurari e le no massanti dell'anima.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. We haven't seen the great tribulation yet. People get worried if something happens to upset them. Be nothing compared with the great tribulation. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. Now listen to this. And serve him day and night in his temple. What will you be doing in glory? You'll be serving him day and night. There'll be no sleep. You'll be serving him day and night. Just as Jesus serves us now in the power of an eternal, indestructible life from heaven, so you will be serving him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst, because it'll be like that in the great tribulation. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to serve you eternally, Lord, day and night. I want to be numbered amongst those who are before your throne, clothed in white robes, having washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you that you've reserved a place for me there, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. And yes, I praise you, Lord, that
it would seem from our understanding that I won't have to go through the great tribulation. But we thank you that you are going to work out your purposes here on earth in these coming years, generations perhaps, until you come again. But we just thank you that you're raising up a mighty army of faith, of love. You're raising up those who will be able to endure and survive the great tribulation. A people of faith, a people who honor you, a people who glorify you, come what may. And Lord, we realize the difficulties we have are as nothing by comparison. That the things we suffer and the things that we have to endure, the things that trouble us are as nothing compared with the great tribulation. But we thank you, Lord, that even as we are, we can serve you and honor you and glorify you. Not live for ourselves or our own welfare, but for your glory, your honor. Knowing that we have an eternal destiny to reign with you, to serve you day and night, to live eternally for your glory, to live eternally for your honor and praise. But, O Lord, while we're here on this earth, use us. Use us as fully as is possible to extend your kingdom, to touch the lives of more and more people with your love, with your life, with your truth, with your freedom, with your power. Not that they might have a better life here on earth, but that, Lord, they may be part of your eternal purpose. They may come to know you, love you, serve you, glorify, honor, and praise you. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Paratabaria leto bakala sandaria leto bakala sidoma. Bazandaria leto bakala sidri sandaria leto bakala sotoma. Bazandaria leto bakala sidri sandaria leto bakala sundoma. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, Jesus. Poratapare letto bacalasitri sandaria letto bacalasutri sandama. Bazandaria letto bacalasitri sandaria letto bacalasutri santo. Bazandaria letto bacala sitri sandaria letto bacala zotri santuma. O Father, 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 poratapare letto bacala sitri santuma. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, Jesus. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Popara zatapare letto bacala sitri santuma. Bazandaria letto bacala suntuma. Yes, 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 yes. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. Praise God, he's called us to be overcomers, not to shrink back from whatever it's going to cost. To live for the Lord, to love him, to serve him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Papara zadabaria leto bakalasutuma. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. all nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. Let's just join with all that angelic host, all those that are already before the throne of God, those that have washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb, pure, spotless, blameless before him. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Kupara satapari aletu bakala santuma. Bazandari aletu bakala sitri santuma. Bazandari aletu bakala satu bakala suntuma. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Pupara satapari aletu bakala sitama. Be glorified, Lord. Be glorified in my life. Be glorified in this place. Be glorified, O Lord. Be honored. Be blessed. Paparia leto bakala sanduma. That I would live to please you, Lord. Papara zataparia letuba. That I would live for your glory, your honor, your praise. Paparia leto bakala zato bakala zutuma. Paparia leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sitri santo. Bazandaria leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sitri sanduma. Bazandaria leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sitri sanduma. O bazadabaria leto bakala sitri sanduma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Papara zadabaria leto bakala zato bakala sitima. O paparia leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sitri sanduma. O pazadabaria leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sunduma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paparia leto bakala zatuma. Come on, Lord. Come on, Father. Come on, Holy One. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Pura la bazataba. Oh, Lord, 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 just move, move, move upon us, move within us, work through us, oh, Lord. Oh, let us carry your presence. Let us be the bearers of your life. Let us reveal your love. Let us be instruments of your power. Oh, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratabari eleto bakalazato bakalaziduma. Bazandaria ledo bakalazato bakalazituri sanduma. Bazandaria ledo bakalazato bakalazituri sanduma. Bazandaria ledo bakalazituri sandaria ledo bakalazanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Pura la bazadabaria ledo bakalazinuma. Oh, oh, you are so great. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful. None can compare with you, O God. Pura taparia leto bakalazidoma. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. Pokarazatabaria leto bakalasandama. Bazandaria leto bakalasato bakalasinama. Bazandabakarasita balandama. Barandaria leto bakalasitapa. Can you say to the Lord, Lord, I'm in for the long haul. I'm in for your eternal purposes. I'm not in this for myself, but for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. I want to fulfill the destiny, the call that you have upon my life. I don't want to miss out on your best and finest purposes. I want to be able to come before your throne on the day of judgment and hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to be among those who are going to serve you day and night eternally before your throne. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you that what we experience now is but, oh, just a tiny, tiny little foretaste of this great heavenly banquet that is to come. We will just feast on you for all eternity. Praise your holy name. Bless your holy name. Lord, I pray that each one of us will be grounded in reality. That today and every day we will walk and live for your praise and honor. We will look with our eyes, listen with our ears, speak with our mouths. Honor you with what we do, with hands and feet, with every part of our being. Saying, doing, seeing, listening to that which honors and glorifies you. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for your loving kindness and mercy, which cleanses us whenever we fail to do that. Thank you for your grace working with us to enable us to do that. Thank you for the presence of your holiness, of your Holy One, who lives within each one of us in this room. Thank you that we carry that presence wherever we go. We praise and honor you. It's almost too much, Lord. It's almost too much. It's almost too much. The honor is just too great. The honor is just too great, Lord. That you should have honored me, that you should have honored anyone in this room with your presence, with your life, with your power, with your love. It's just beyond understanding. It's just totally, totally beyond our understanding. We could never be worthy. We could never, ever be worthy of such wonderful, wonderful love. Just praise you, Lord. Just glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That old Pentecostal chorus, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him. Changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another, from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord, you placed the seal of your Holy Spirit upon us. Sealed for all eternity to belong to you. What privilege. What a great privilege. What love. What grace. This is the Lord speaking, and he says, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Hallelujah. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Saviour. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? Thank you, Jesus. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you don't desire anyone in this room to have a stubborn, hard heart that hears your word and does not put it into practice. We don't want to be as Pharaoh, but as your faithful ones, who when we hear your word, we believe what you say, and in love for you, we act upon your word, so that you are glorified and honored and praised in our lives. So we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. is a meeting that never ends. We just take this into the rest of our lives, today and every day. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's just thank him. Korata paria leto bakala santo bakataria leto bakala sita di sandam. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala zutadama. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandam. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandaria lenomazundama. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandaria lenomazundama. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandam. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Bless your holy name. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege. What a privilege, Lord, what a privilege to be able to spend today with you, to be able to walk with you, to be able to carry your presence with us wherever we go. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. All God's people said, Amen. Enjoy the Lord today. And let him enjoy you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.